Hello, I'm...
Jason, we can't hear you. I don't know what's going on.
Hello.
Did you mute?
Oh, mate, you're muted for that whole bit.
Was I muted for the whole lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. After telling us that if you're not talking, you go and mute yourself.
What can I say? Love we are a professional outfit. Oh, here we go. Okay. It's an ABW transfer, ABW live transfer special. Already I've screwed it up, so here we are. In the box, Alan Craker, Hypno Showed, Archie, Kilo Dogs, Tyrone, Jove 82, Kieran 4215, Danny's there, Jove 82. I'll mention every Archie. Hello, everybody. Matthew Hudson. Yes, Christian Anderson. A fantastic start. What can I say? Tonight I'm joined by it's Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Jason. I know where my mute button is.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for that.
It's all right.
Ellis. Hello, Ellis.
Hello, Jason.
here we go. And Steve. Hiya, Steve. How are you, pal? Steve's on mute.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Steve. Can you hear us? Okay, Steve's on mute. Whilst we wait for Steve to get himself sorted, the Arsenal have made a signing. What can we say? We've all wanted a keeper for a while, and now we've got one. Yes, Hypno Showed, you're correct. A well-oiled machine. Oh, God. This is just, I don't know what to say. But on the bright side, Arsenal have made a signing. We've signed the keeper from Bayer Leverkusen, sorry, and it's Bernd Leno. Is it Leno?
Yes, Leno.
Leno.
Thank you. And with regard to Leno, Josh has some stats. Josh, take us away.
I do. But Leno was born in 1992, which would make him 25. He's got 6 German caps. And last season in 30 Bundesliga games, he kept 9 clean sheets for a team that were a little bit dodgy and a bit open last season. That was a fairly decent return for him. And I think the stat that everybody would like to have would be that he has saved 9 penalties in the Bundesliga. We've got a guy who knows how to stop them, basically. We won't have the checking off Spina issue. So those are the main stats I've got for him. And do you want to talk through just him as a player as well, Jace?
Give us a quick rundown. I've not seen him play that often, so... What we're basically going to do, give us a rundown on it, and then we'll open it up to the guys and just talk about him. Go.
I think the best way I could probably describe him as goalkeeper, he's had a couple of rough patches this season, but all young players go through that, and it's all about how he's going to deal with that afterwards. But in terms of like idols, he references like Iker Casillas as a goalkeeper he admires to be. He does remind me a lot of Jens Lehmann, not just because he signed for the Arsenal when he's German, but just the way that he kind of catches and commands his area. He's just a very efficient, very aggressive goalkeeper with his saving, not on the sweeper keeper sense, but he's certainly a goalkeeper that I think with the right structure behind him, with the right team, in terms of coaching, as well as a defence in front of him that are well drilled and only let through the shots he knows how to save, then I think we've got a great, great goalkeeper that I think could be, it's make or break for him, to be honest, because he's come to a big side. We've got the space for a new first-choice goalkeeper as well as a second-choice goalkeeper. And I think if he makes it in this first season, then yeah, we've got a wonderful goalkeeper.
Okay, cool. Have you seen much of him play? And what are your hopes for him? Bearing in mind, I think it's going to be a battle between him and Cech for that number one spot. Has he got to go and earn his spot? Or do you think he's worth giving a go initially?
I haven't seen much of him, to be honest. What I have seen of him is the odd sort of few clips, and some of them don't look that great. He's had a few clangers. I've spoke to a couple of people who do watch the Bundesliga regularly. They said in terms of his strength, he's quite a good shot stopper, close range shot stopper, good reflexes, good distribution. And he's actually, I think I read somewhere, he's got a record that he's never actually been sent off, which is quite good for a keeper, I suppose. Weaknesses, they said he rarely ever comes for crosses, and sometimes he can punch instead of catching when he should. But other than that, like I've heard quite good reviews about him. What I expect is I expect him to challenge. It's a position with David Ospina in Czech that many of us haven't been happy with and we've wanted improvement in. So for me, I'd expect him to challenge for that number one. I'm not sure if he'll go straight in. I think Czech is on the way down, and for me, I was never a massive fan of David Ospina. So I'd like to see it between those two. And hopefully Berndeno can sort of take the number one spot for himself, but earn it and claim it and keep it and make us look a bit better in that department, because we have been found wanting a couple of times especially the recent season that's just gone by.
Absolutely. Steve, what are your hopes for this keeper? How do you see this working out? Give us your view on it.
Well, he's quite young, but he's quite big as well. And he's got some very good stats. I think the one stat that everybody sort of looked at is he has got lack of concentration. But I think what they're looking at him as is someone who's got a great deal of prospects and opportunity for the future, and with a lot of training by good goalkeeping coaches, which we've now got three of, he can be cured of his lapses in concentration. And I think, you know, he has got some really good reflexes. He's a good shot stopper. And he'll benefit from working with the guy who just fired from PSG.
Yeah. Let's be honest. A change of scenery is going to be good for him. It's a real challenge for him. This is now it's big club time for him. It could be something great for him. Josh, we've heard some negative things about Stileno as well. Do you want to cover those off, pal?
Yeah, I think the biggest one that everyone's seen, it went a little bit viral when he did it, was he had a bit of a, I think it was Scott Carson who did it in an England shirt for us. You know, the old pass back and you go and take him, leather it, and it just bobbles up and rolls underneath you. He's had a couple of moments like that that have left, obviously ending up in a goal. But as Steve said, that, you know, goalkeepers all make mistakes. I can't name a top goalkeeper that hasn't had an absolute howler. I mean, look at David De Gea in the World Cup earlier with the Ronaldo issue that he had in the first game. I don't think it's too much of an issue. If we were getting a goalkeeper that we know was throwing every other shot in, then I'd be more worried. But that's something that comes with experience. And I think I'm not too worried about it. Things like a ball bobbling up when it's a back pass and you skying through it, I think is probably less likely to happen on the bowling green that is the Emirates, but maybe we just have to look out for it when we end up at Turf Moor and it's more like a ploughed field. But otherwise, I'm not too worried about his lack of concentration, because we've got a whole new coaching team in, so we have no idea what the team's going to be set up like. And as you say, just the whole coaching thing's changed. We don't know what an Emery team looks like.
Yeah, no, it's going to be really interesting, isn't it? You know, I mean, this is the thing now. It's a really, really exciting part of the season. You know, we are here now and everything is new. We don't know how things are going to move forward. You know, we've already had this week Jens Lehmann leaving. We've got this Jack situation, which we'll speak about a bit later. But how this is going to develop, how, you know, Emery's going to, you know, take us forward. How, you know, it's a fresh canvas for us at the moment. It is really, really exciting. And I can't wait to see us develop it. Ellis, are you happy with this signing?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like I said, I haven't seen. There was a bit of echo.
Just a bit. Where's your phone?
I haven't got my phone near me. I can't hear it anymore anyway.
Listeners, I do apologise. This is car crash, ABW live. We can't hear Steve. I'm a klutz, Ellis has got echo. Josh is the only one together tonight. I don't know what's going on.
I can't be blamed for my echo. That's coming back feeding for someone else's and it's stopped.
No, it's you.
It's
I
not
blame
me.
You.
Whatever.
I blame you.
Anyway,
sorry, carry on.
Let's go. All right, I'm going to try and talk a bit quietly because I see Jove82's turned it right up so he can hear Steve. So I'll try not to shout and burst his eardrums. But yeah, of course I'm happy with it. Like we said earlier, we've wanted to improve in this department. I don't know much about him. I'm not sure if, from what I've read and what I've seen on Twitter and social media, I've not really seen anyone else in for him, which means it's still a good... It's a good sign regardless. Because we needed it. We're sort of in this window at the moment. I'm happy with the way we're sort of acting. We're going in a bit earlier in the transfer window. We've obviously brought in Lichtsteiner, which is a good sort of buy. We've brought in Leno. There's a lot of news about Socrates joining and the gentleman from Uruguay. So by all sounds, this window sounds like it's going to be a good one. I will say a lot of these players we've linked to or already got in the club, I think they're not the sort of category of players the top clubs are going for. So it makes it easier for us to try and sign them because there's less competition around. But by all means, that doesn't deter from the fact that they are players in positions we've needed to cover, and we're going there and we're getting it as soon as we can instead of sort of starting a season sort of half-baked that we have done previously. So, of course, I'm happy with the signing. I'm looking forward to more to come, though.
Right, we're going to wait and see. You know, I think that's the big thing now. We'll cover that off at the end. Sticking on Leno, let's give this a go. Steve, can you hear me, Warsaw? Can you hear me, Warsaw?
This is Warsaw calling. Can you hear me?
Only just pal. Steve. Only just. It's not good.
I'll leave the call and come back, okay?
Okay, pal. Give it a go. Cheers, pal. Thank you, mate. So back to Josh. Josh, I'm, you know, with the addition of Leno, obviously we're going to see Ospina going. Do you think that Emery's going to keep two keeper system that Arsene had, or do you think it's a straight shootout between Cech and Leno?
I think the good thing that we've got now, and we can see that we're building, is he's building a big old backlog of competitive players. Everyone's going to have to fight for their position. There's no first name on that team sheet from what's occurring now. So I think probably someone like Cech would, you know, play the Europa League campaign. And I think that Leno would take up the Premier League, but he might go and flip it the other way around, seeing as Leno's played in Europe, doesn't know the Premier League yet. And perhaps we keep it the other way and allow him to bed himself in that way. I don't know how the manager's going to do it. I would imagine that, yeah, Cech is the one that's staying, Ospina's off. And there is the question about Emi Martinez, who's just come back as well, who was seen at the club, I think it was earlier today, that he's back in training. So what we do with him as well. We've got a big old goalkeeping dilemma, and I'm glad I'm not the one that's got to make the decision.
Ellis, do you think Emi will get a chance? Do you think Emery's going to give him a fair chance? How do you see that working out? Because it does, you know, this obviously is a big implication for him.
Obviously, he's been out on loan this season. I haven't heard much about it. I haven't paid too much attention to our loanee, so I wouldn't know if it was successful or not. But I think Emery, from when we were talking about when he initially was announced, people were saying that he impressed the panel by coming in with his dossier and all the players at the club, what their strengths and weaknesses were. It was really in-depth. So I imagine it's probably the case even with the people that were on loan. So I imagine he's got quite a good knowledge of what he wants to do with the goalkeeping situation. That's what pre-season's for, really, isn't it? He might give them all three a go in games and see what he likes. And if he sees what he likes, then Emi might get a chance. At the start of the season, you've got a lot more competitions. You've got the League Cup. You've obviously got a long Europa League campaign, Premier League and the other competition as well, and the FA Cup. So all three of them will get chances. I imagine if he's not happy with Martinez, then I can see him sort of going on the loan, or maybe perhaps binned off because he has been at the club now for a while. There's obviously the big tall chap, Matt Macy. He's also a goalkeeper that might be looking for minutes or a loan. So there's quite a lot of the club. So it's going to be difficult. And like Josh said, I wouldn't like to be the guy making the decisions, but that's what Emery's paid to do. That's why he's here. He's got to make them tough decisions, those tough calls, and hopefully he makes the right calls and we see some good goalkeeper next season.
No, absolutely, absolutely. You know, from my perspective, you're just hoping this guy comes in and really takes the gauntlet and, you know, shows his quality. I hope that he's hungry to learn, hungry to improve his game. I hope he's targeting the German number one spot. As much as Neuer's a fabulous keeper, you know, he's had his injury issues. So this should be a point where this guy wants to increase his reputation around the world. And, you know, there's no better place to do it. Hopefully with a strengthened back four, you know, he should be put in the position to do that. The weak areas of his game, where we've brought in these new goalkeeping coaches, hopefully that's going to be a positive sign for him as well. Yeah. Is that Steve in the background?
Yeah, it is. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's better.
I can actually... Yeah, right. Mute everybody who's not talking. Jeez, honestly, listeners, I don't know what's going on. Okay,
I'm not touching the mute button.
Good man, but it's as if these idiots here. Okay, it's like herding cats. It's nuts.
Hey, one of us okay. started a podcast with on mute.
Yeah.
Okay, guilty as charged. You know that. If anybody's going to be a monkey nut, it's going to be me. Just your final thoughts on the Leno signing, Steve. We're going to move on after this. So just give us a final overview of it.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious now that Ospina's probably going to be leaving us, but I think it's great to have a younger keeper who's got sharp reflexes, be able to get down quicker, won't get beaten at his near post so much, I hope. Good shot stopper. And I think it's good that we've got a full gamut of new goalkeeping coaches in and a new setup. Which, as we know from talking to Rami Shaban, solidly drilled defences and good setups benefit keepers and stop nerves. So I'm optimistic that Mr. Emery is going to do all of that.
Yeah, fingers crossed, pal. Let's hope, you know, this hope he has a good start with us and has a really nice career with us. So that so far ticked off, we have a goalkeeper. We also have, who's the other fella we signed? Lichtensteiner. Thank you. We have cover it right back. Those are two of the boxes ticked. Okay. On to an area that we've needed a box ticked for a while. And unfortunately, Jack Wilsh has announced he's leaving the club. It is a bit sad as the, you know, he's been there for 17 years. He came as a kid. You know, he came through the ranks. He had a sensational start to his Arsenal career. Unfortunately, injuries and, I suppose, physique have kind of taken their toll. And it's not kind of worked out. Josh, your thoughts on this, please.
I think it's probably the best for both parties that this has occurred. Certainly from a Arsenal point of view. I think it come to the point where... From what we needed from Jack Wilshere, he wasn't necessarily offering on a consistent basis. So the fact that he's now gone, yeah, it is sad. We all had a connection to him, especially being English, coming through the ranks. And I think the passion that he showed as well will always be a big thing with his game. And I think, as we say, hampered by injuries is going to be almost his epitaph. But I think there was... coming into it in the final couple of seasons he was with it, there was a bit more to it, and I think he was just missing that shine that had you know, that we'd seen when he'd come in and burst on the scene as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, I gotta be honest though, I, you know, like I mentioned it in the podcast and the radio show last season often enough, I was very underwhelmed by his form this season. Glad he stayed fit, but you know, I had people telling me that he was controlling games, that he was head and shoulders the best midfielder in the park. I don't know what games they were watching. You know, because the Chelsea game, you can say he was the best midfielder in the park. Other than that, there was nothing. We're getting humped in midfield and people are lauding his performances. And that I found very weird. And it's sad. You wanted him to stay. You wanted him to prove himself, but it just hasn't quite worked out. Ellis, are you gutted? Are you excited about other players coming in? How do you feel?
I feel sad from a point of view, purely because he's sort of the last of a dying breed of players that have stayed at a club for so long. But I agree with everything that Josh just said there. This season, he managed to put away those sort of injury worries and played throughout the season pretty much with the odd few injuries. But like you said, he never really impressed me. He never retook the game, except from on the one occasion you mentioned against Chelsea. And I think you can't be nostalgic. One of the criticisms about Arsene Wenger was that he put too much faith in players. And I think we can't then continue to do that for someone who hasn't shown us that he deserves X amount of money a week. And I thought from what was going around, sort of rumours about how much money he wanted, how much money he's on, I think you could better spend that on another player and put his wages towards improving the squad. Because for me, he didn't offer anything that we couldn't already improve on. You know what I mean? And there's Echo again.
Yeah. God knows where that's from. I'm giving up. I've given up. Steve, your view on this. You know, he's been there since he was a kid, come right the way through. It's a bit sad, isn't it?
It's a tragedy. It's not just a tragedy for Arsenal Football Club. It's a tragedy for Jack, and it's a tragedy for England, because really what the club have not said and what Jack has not said is that there's a lot of referees out there in the British-English game. We should be hanging their heads in shame because they've allowed him to be kicked off the park on Rotherfield, and it's those people who've kicked him out of games because they couldn't live with his talent have basically ruined him, ruined his prospects, and ruined him reaching the level he should have reached. The level he was at when he had that magic game against Barcelona was something he should have stepped up and gone on from. Sadly, it wasn't to be. I think you've got to admire Jack Wilshere because he kept coming back and he kept trying. But at the end, I think he was, as you say, just sauntering around, pointing, doing a bit of a Flamini imitation, and he couldn't deliver what Arsenal needed. You can't have bench warmers at 120 grand a week. And, you know, I'm sad to see him move on, but I think it's best for Jack, and I think it's best for his family that he goes to somewhere like Palace, where he's going to play a lot and where he's going to earn the money he wants to earn. And we can use that money for other things.
Yeah. We hope he resurrects his career, because he's too much of a talent. You know, I can question the performances. You can never question the talent. You know, and was it the Tyler Blackett challenge for Man United? Was it Tyler Blackett the guy was?
God knows.
Who bust his ankle?
Well, one of the ones that broke his leg was Eric Dyer.
No, but there was one against United right on top of his ankle in front of the referee. Not even a free kick or whatever it was. It was, you know...
Paddy
McNair, that was it.
That's it.
You know, and that guy should have been taken out and shot like a fucking dog for that. You know, that was just ridiculous. And you know, that's happened to how many of our players over the years, but still nothing ever gets done about it. So I'm not going to go on that rant now. Where do you think Jack's going to end up, Josh?
I think the Wolves project that certainly was banded around. He's got good friends up there. He could end up at Stoke now that Benikofobi's moved off over to there as well. That was one of the main links leading him to Wolves. But I think for him and where he is in his career and the style of football he plays, I would be looking maybe going somewhere like France. You're only a couple of hours away from London at that point of view. And I would hope that he would go, you know, to another league where the referee, as you said, refereeing standards are a lot higher. And yeah, somewhere like PSG, I think he'd work really well somewhere like that.
Do you genuinely think PSG are going to pick him up?
Yeah, I think they do. They need to get rid of money off their bill because they've got to hit FFP targets.
Okay,
I'm not saying he's a starter, but they're also meant to be selling Verratti and they need a replacement. And they're in a feeder lead.
You've just heard Josh's carpenter moment. This is Josh's carpenter moment of the show. I'm just going to leave it there. Jove, Juventus aren't interested, Palace agent talk. It's going to be Palace, West Ham, Everton, Wolves, somewhere like that. That's what it's going to be. It's if he moves abroad, I'll be a monkey's uncle. But
the only way he's going to Paris is on a fucking day trip.
Yeah. You know, I just that ain't happening. You know, the PSG Juventus, they're not going to take a risk on that. They've got young up and coming players. But yeah, I think West Ham might be a nice fit. I think Palace and Roy will be a good fit because Roy likes him a lot. You know, and it could be nice. And we've got a question here of Noir Confidential. And I'm going to start with you, El. Thanks to Noir for this. He says, I won't be able to watch it live. Hope you don't mind me asking a question. Of course we don't. Considering that deals for Torreira, Socrates are almost done, and we'll cover that off in a bit, does this window prove that Wenger was holding us back in the transfer market? I've got to be honest with you. I'm kind of, you know, I don't buy this nonsense, okay? And Arsene Wenger is in the past. And I let's not hammer him. Let's not kind of, you know, make out that these guys are already winners without even playing a game. You know, Arsene Wenger won us trophies. Did he make mistakes? Yes. But let's reframe the question slightly, El. Do you think this is the sign of a new dawn here? Do you think now all funds are available? What's your take on it?
Say hello to Gary Davies, who snuck in there quite covertly.
Dave.
I don't know. Yes and no. Like I said earlier, the sort of players, these players we've ruled off, not many other clubs are in for them. They're not sort of the top bracket players that the likes of Real Madrid and all the other top teams are going to be chasing. So we haven't faced competition with them because, let's be frank, if we are going to compete with people with loads of money in the Champions League, we're going to lose. So that makes it easier to get these players in because you haven't got the competition. You're not competing against better teams. But it does seem better. I know in previous seasons we have had this sort of this fast start in the transfer window and then it's sort of gone barren for a bit and then sort of another mad dash before September. Obviously the window's shorter now, so we'll probably have to wait and see what happens. But if the rumours are true, then it looks good. And I think there is now a change in what's happening. And you can say what you like. I don't want to hark too much back to Arsene Wenger, what he's done for the club. But there was a man who had too much control. Now the control spread out a bit, and that might make things in terms of negotiating transfers a little bit easier, and we might see that more as the window progresses. But I don't think we can really judge it so far because we've moved quickly before in the past and then it's gone barren. I think we'll have to wait until the end of the window to really judge if there is some sort of progression in our transfers and our transfer targets.
Absolutely agree, pal. Absolutely agree. Dave, how the devil are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much. I'm the last cat to report for herding.
Yeah, oh mate, it's been like car crash live show so far. I started off on mute. I, you know, there's just. And by the way, before we go to you, Dave, there's 92 of you watching now. I've only got 21 likes. What's going on? Come on, tappy tappy. Let's massage that like button, please, people. Come on. Thank you very much. Sorry about that, Dave. You know, got to keep them all in line. You know what they're like. Honestly. quick overview from you, Dave. Leno signs, Jack leaves. So far, we're on our second signing. We got Lichtensteiner on a free, who's 34. I think it's a sensible signing. I like Leno. I think, you know, we got a blank canvas to work with. What are your thoughts to date?
Pretty impressed that we've acted so speedily and filled or appear to be filling the obvious gaps that we would all have wanted to see filled. Lichtensteiner, I think, is a very good signing because he can mentor Hector Bellerin, who probably stood still last year and hasn't recovered from the injury he picked up the season before last, or he hasn't recovered the pace that he had then. So I think bringing Lichtensteiner in now is a great idea. He can maybe be the cup tie right back while Hector develops in the Premier League side. I think the goalkeeper looks to be a decent deal, although I've not seen a lot of Bayer Leverkusen. Of course, the first thing I did when we signed him was dug out every bit of YouTube video I could find of him. And obviously, they only put the good stuff in there, but he finds ways of making saves and keeping the ball out the back of the net. I'm told that he is prone to the occasional clanger, which at 26 years of age is not a surprise. But hopefully working with, I think, the new goalkeeping coach is Javi Garcia. Hopefully he's going to be able to iron out any rough edges in him. And hopefully he'll be able to take over from Petr Cech at some point of the season. As for the others, we haven't completed yet. It's an interesting one. I saw Carrera for the first time tonight for Argentina. Looks like a little pocket rocket, but as I've heard also. Sorry?
Uruguay,
yeah, beg your pardon. But I think it was Fife dropped us a note earlier on this afternoon.
Yeah.
That, in fact, Unai Emery has taken more of a shine to, who's the guy, Ever Banega.
That's a translation issue on that tweet, because that Torreira deal's done, because Sampdoria have said he's been sold. I think the question is Banega might come because he's a favourite of Emery's, but yeah, I think he's only going to come if Ramsey doesn't sign his contract.
It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out now, isn't it? This is all unfolding. We have, this window is yet to be completed, and until it's over, we're not going to know if it's a success or not. Steve, the rumours are Torreira's done, as you've already said. Okay.
Yeah.
The rumours are Sócrates is done. The Torreira signing, I'm excited about. I think this could be, good times for us. The Sócrates signing, I'm very negative on. I don't see this guy as somebody to lead us, to strengthen our defence. I think we're going for much of a muchness. Do you think there could be a few more surprises down the line, or do you think these two deals are done?
Sócrates is definitely done. The only reason it's not been announced is that Borussia Dortmund wanted it to be announced in their next financial year, which starts on the 1st of July. So as soon as we get to the 1st of July, that'll be announced. I think he was brought in because they realised Koscielny would be out for quite a long time, almost till Christmas, and they didn't want to have to shove one of the kids in there. They wanted someone who's a bit of a hard guy, but is also a bit of a leader. But I think there'll be another centre-half, the Turkish lad that Arsenal were after. They are having to compete with, I think it's Liverpool, possibly Chelsea, and another side. But we've got the upper hand because he wants to come to London because there's a big Turkish community there. Mesut Ozil's at the club. And also the fact that he will get game time at Arsenal. He's not going to get game time at Chelsea unless they loan him, give him to Vitesse Arnhem as usual. And I don't really think him wanting to sort of leave his hometown and go to Liverpool, something anybody wants. So that could be a surprise. And you never know what might pop up in the window. At the moment we've got Danny Welbeck who's not signed his contract, and Ramsey's not signed his contract. I think it looks like Ramsey's going to extend. I think it looks like he's going to sign because he made very positive noises about the manager. And there possibly could be a wide player, in my opinion, brought in. I've seen some rumours lurking.
We'll come to that a bit later. I got a question on that for later. Josh, your view on Sócrates, is this going to be a positive signing for us, or is this a bit underwhelming in your opinion?
I would probably be erring on it's slightly underwhelming. We're bringing in a centre-back who's had interesting season or two in the Bundesliga with Dortmund. But again, it's one of those that I can't really pass judgment because I don't know what kind of team he's going in. If we're going to play a super high line, then obviously he's not going to be great because he hasn't got a lot of recovery pace. But if it turns out that Emery's going to bring in a back four that's going to camp outside the six-yard box and barely cross over the halfway line, then I don't think it would be that much of an issue that someone like Sócrates coming in. I think the experience we'll get from them will certainly help the likes of Callum Chambers and Rob Holding coming through. We've also got whether or not Christian Bielik still got a future with us. He was being played at centre back in the youth team, and other pieces of other guys that are coming in. I'm sure, as we say, the Turkish guy would come in and we'd get a stopgap from that point of view, a bit like we've got with Lichtsteiner, you know, a sensible signing, couple of seasons under his belt, and we've got him there for the experience more than anything to allow the young guys to eventually make their way up to the first team without as much pressure.
Okay, cool. El. Oh,
hello.
Torreira. What are your thoughts, mate? What are your thoughts?
Again, probably similar to Dave. I haven't watched a massive amount of him until we were linked with him, and then I've watched him a couple of times. Well, I say a couple of times. He barely featured for Uruguay's first game. And I watched him a bit earlier. He looks like a very energetic midfielder, someone who's got an engine about him, likes to tackle. His passing looks a bit better than, say, probably Coquelin's. When we had Coquelin, he seems like a player that could probably fulfill that role, but with a bit more technicality about him. But again, I can't really go into too much detail because all I've seen is a bit of a game from him. But I'm happy with him. I'm just excited to see. Again, a lot of what Josh says about Socrates and whoever else we're going to sign, we don't really know how this is going to firm. This is all new territory for us as Arsenal fans. How he's going to slot into the team, we don't really know. We don't know how he's going to sort of line up. Once we see pre-season, we see more formations, the start of the season, we'll get a better idea, and then we'll know if he's going to be a success or not. But for me, I'm excited to see him play. Again, what Dave said, we are filling the holes in our squad that we need to be filled. We need a right back cover, signed it. We need a goalkeeper, signed him. Need another centre back, we've signed him. Whatever your opinions are on him, we've gone out and signed, or going to go out and sign a centre back. And we've needed a CDM or a midfielder, and we're going out and sign him. So you've just got to be happy with the fact that we are plugging the gaps in our squad, and then you just got to wait and see what happens. And if it's a failure, it's a failure. And we'll have to move on and try and look for someone else. But I'm positive. He looks like a half-decent player, so I think he'll do all right.
Cool. Okay, that's great. Dave, so you know, hopefully we're going to have, you know, we've lost Jack, but there's a right-back, there's the keeper, there's the centre-half, there's a midfielder. Who else would you want us to buy, Dave? You know, you've watched these Arsenal teams for a long, long time now. Who else would you want us to buy?
This isn't really a topic I'm comfortable with, but and I haven't been all my time. Transfer speculation drives me around the bend. But since you've asked me directly, I think that we need...
Stop. Okay, I give everybody stick on this, but you're not a transfer special, so you're going to talk transfers. Get on with it.
I'm going to give you one name that I think we could do with. Whether we can get the job done, the business done, I don't know. But I think I agree with Steve. We're probably looking at a wide player, or we should be looking at a wide player. And the one I'd be trying to prize away from Old Trafford is Rashford. I think Rashford would be a great signing for us if they can be persuaded to let him go. Wow. Yeah, you wanted a name, you've got one.
Oh, hoo-hoo-hoo! I'll tell you what, if we pull that off, you know, that would be unbelievable. That would be unbelievable. I got to be honest with you. I'd be very impressed with them if they could pull that off. Steve, your thoughts on what Dave's just said?
I think it would be a great signing, but I don't think it's very likely that we'd be allowed to do it. I think in a year's time, Rashford's agent might be wanting to remove him out of there. That might be another question to ask then. There's a lot of talk that we've been looking at the Russian guy, Golovkin. We played against CSK Moscow. His agent actually was saying yesterday after the game when Russia won that there's a lot of talk about Italy, this, that and the other, but he fancies London and he's been learning English. So, you know, that could definitely be one. I know Wenger was keen on him, but I also got the idea that Missing Slat and others were also keen on him as well. But going back to Torreira, what I like about him is he's a 22-year-old kid who came on as a sub this afternoon to play for 55 minutes for his national team. And he came on like he'd been doing it all his life, swaggering around the pitch, confident, really good positionally. Passing was really great. Committed a few nice fouls, did a lot of shit housing, had a shot, hit Cavani in the nuts, which will please Chris. and generally sort of, you know, he did a good job for a 22-year-old kid for his national team. I think you come on and play like that for Uruguay, I don't think you have any problem fitting in the Arsenal side. But
I agree with that, Paul. I agree with that. Right, listeners. Dun, 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 dun. It's John Welsh. Say hello, John Welsh.
All right, Jace. Evening, boys. How are we all?
Good evening, John.
Sorry for,
John.
For the late appearance.
John's just finished amateur gynecology in the Essex classes.
John, don't worry, John, okay? This has been car crash transfer special. We can't get it.
Yeah, I'm not here, so, you know, it's bound to go wrong, wouldn't it?
Shut up, you tart. I was on mute for the first 2 minutes. That's all I can hear. You're on mute. I don't know what to say anymore, guys. I don't know what to say anymore. Okay, John, since you're joining us late, I want you to give us a quick 2 minute overview. Leno, Jack leaving, go.
Jack leaving first was, I don't think it was a massive surprise to most people. I know it looked like, you know, he was happy to sign the deal and take less money, which is fair enough, but you know, he wants playing time. He wants to further his England career as well. And I think for him and for the club, it's probably the right move. You look at the midfielders we've been linked with, the ones that are coming in or hopefully coming in. It's going to move him down the pecking order. So, you know, if he moves to Palace or West Ham, wherever it is, I hope he does really well. He's been a great servant to the club. He's had loads of problems with injuries. You know, that's not his fault. So I think for all parties concerned, it's probably the best. Leno, I don't know as much about as probably others. I've seen bits and pieces of him. I haven't watched a ton of Bundesliga this year. From everything I've read and everything I've seen, he's a very good shot stopper. But it's more of a mentality concentration issue that he kind of has. But the advantage is that he's still very young in goalkeeper terms. So that kind of thing can be coached out of you, can be taught. Just sometimes a change of club improves a player as well. And their mental attitude and that kind of thing. So, you know, that's, I see it as a positive because it's something, definitely an area we needed to, you know, improve on in terms of goalkeeper. Yeah, it would have been really nice if we could have got, you know, Alisson from Roma, but there was no way we were going to go out and spend 80 million euros on a goalkeeper. So, you know, we're working within our budget and everything else. And I think it's a decent signing. You know, I'll hold judgment until I see him play for the Arsenal first.
I think we've got a whole judgment regardless. You know, we've got to see these guys play. You know, it's like the Socrates thing, as I mentioned earlier on. I'm not excited by this. In fact, I'm finding it a little bit, I don't like it. But if he comes on and does the business in the park, that's all that matters. Right, guys, we're going to go to some questions. Guys, get your questions in the box. Come on, let's go. Let's go. We are finishing this at 8 o'clock tonight. We're having a little bit of fun and, as we promised you, whenever there's a signing, we will go live. Obviously, Leno was quite late last night. And Danny, the wonderful Lana, and Herman from Croatia did a fantastic World Cup special. Give it a look. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it now. The guys did really, really well. It's some top quality content on there. So I'm going to start off some questions. First one is for you, Josh. Jimmy the Greek asks, do you think Lehman leaving has anything to do with Leno signing for us?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's more coincidental. From what I've heard about what Lehman was trying to do is he was more of, wasn't really wanting to be a goalkeeping coach and wanted to be an outfield coach and looked to move to management. So perhaps that's the case of Emery's looked at him and gone, you know, you haven't got a huge body of work like someone like Steve Bold. You've been with Arsenal for, what is it, a season? Maybe a season and a half as a coach?
Yeah.
And I think it's a case of just going, sorry, mate, I don't fancy you. I've got my own guys I'm going to bring in. And we know how Jens does like to be a little bit controversial and tongue-in-cheek. And I'm sure that was the mad Jens that was on his Twitter account earlier when he sent a little bit of a ranty snap back at the club. But you know, perhaps that's one of the things that Emery maybe wants yes men. We don't know.
That would be poetic, wouldn't it? It would be really poetic after all the stuff thrown at Wenger and his coaching setup.
Except
but bear with me a second, Steve. Bear with me a second. I do find it really strange when people say, oh, so-and-so's a yes man, so-and-so's a yes man. At the end of the day, you're supposed to listen to your employer. That goes in any walk of life. So, you know, I think we need to take that side out of it. Emery wants his own guys. I think that's fair enough for him. You know, there's no issues there. Ellis. Here we go. Jove82 asks, any truth in the rumours, about Banega?
I'm not the guy to go to, really. I don't really follow many ITKs.
I know, bear with me then. Steve, any truth in the rumours about Banega?
I think he's one of Emery's former players who was a favourite of his at Seville. I very much doubt that Sven Mislintat would want him to come to clubs. So I don't think he's got the fitness and the physicality to last the pace of the Premiership. Okay. So, you know, I think it's agents.
Fair enough. I like that answer. I like that answer. Back to you, Ellis. Sorry. If you don't know anything about it, I'm just going to move on. That black guy asks, are you happy with Steve Bould as the assistant head coach?
Again, we don't really know what he's like as a head coach. I think Emery's obviously brought his own team in there. I'm surprised that Boldy hasn't gone somewhere else. I expected him maybe to go and try and do his own thing as an actual coach somewhere else, maybe go back to Stoke and do it there. But perhaps Emery just wants someone in there who knows how the club's run, who's been there for the last however many years and knows how it's run, and just wants someone to sort of ease everyone into his way of doing things. Everyone brings their own coaches around, so I was quite surprised that he's still there. But I'm neither happy nor unhappy with it. It's just sort of a bit, yeah, he's there. We'll see how it goes.
Ellis, you know the splinters in your backside? They're going to get infected. They're going to get infected.
Okay? It's all right, mate. I'm a nurse. I'll sort it out.
And when they do, I'm going to laugh at you. Right, okay. Here we go. To the Dave, Mr. Horlick, Shemai. That's a great question. Arsenic Gunner in Case asks, which opera tune would we play as we start the journey of the Emery Revolution? You're a music man. Pick any tune. Go on.
How about the March of the Hebrew Slaves?
Oh!
Gotta be done. Gotta be done.
You just owned that. Fantastic. I tell you what, listeners, okay? Not only do you get top quality content, you get music content as well. How about that? Dave, I just want to gauge your thoughts on Steve Bould as the new assistant head coach. Go.
I think it's a great opportunity for him to maybe do the stuff that he wasn't allowed to do, allegedly, with the defence. And he can give them proper coaching. He can devote time to them that I'm sure Unai Emery will probably allow him. And that could be the making of him and of that back four. Let's hope so. Or back three, if that's the way we're going.
Yeah. Everything's open to us at the moment, isn't it? Everything's open. Yeah, it's fantastic. Absolutely. John Welsh. If we signed Archie asks, I do apologise. Guys, there'll be some shout-outs at the end of the show. Apologies, because I screwed up the beginning. We haven't done the normal few shout-outs, so sorry about that. If we signed Banega, does that mean Xhaka will be on the bench? What are your thoughts?
No, not at all. Banega will play higher up the pitch. I had the pleasure, I guess you can say pleasure, of watching him at Inter for a year before he went back to Sevilla. It didn't quite work out for him at Inter. He's a good player. I actually do like him quite a bit. It wouldn't surprise me if there is some truth in that, because he went from Valencia to Sevilla with Emery before, and the reason he moved was because Emery asked for him personally. So, no, if we did sign him, I think you'd see Xhaka and Banega would be playing a little bit higher up.
I tell you, it would be fantastic to get some real competition in that midfield.
Yeah,
you know, at the moment we know our best pairings, our best setup. Yeah, a bit of competition will go a long way. Stevie, Christian Anderson asks, Do you think Ozil will be an important player for Emery with regard to tactics setup in the long run?
Yeah, I think he will be, because Emery likes to play with his teams. They're solid at the back, that they press, a lot. Then that creates a lot of space, and Ozil and Ramsey are going to be the two players that he's going to look to exploit that space. And with the movement up front from Aubameyang and Lacazette, possibly Mkhitaryan or another wide player, you know, it gives Ozil a lot of things to play with. Ozil's contracted to the club for a long time on a very high wage. I don't think we'll be selling him. So I think, you know, Emery will have to work out how to use him. I think he will be an integral part of the team.
Great stuff. Josh, Drunk Cat Phil asks, by the way, Drunk Cat Phil nailed me earlier on. Well, kudos to you, pal. Drunk Cat Phil asks, Max Meyer is on a free. Would you take him?
I thought he's already moved. I thought he'd already made his decision.
He's gone to Hoffenheim, hasn't he?
Yeah, off the top of my head. But I don't know. I'm just having a quick look and looks like he's still buzzing around the availability market. But to be honest, no, I'd take Torreira. It depends on who's going. It depends on our outgoings, to be honest. If Rambo goes, then we're going to need someone who's going to be a bit more box-to-box and also has an eye for goal. It would be an interesting signing for sure, but I don't think he's the one for us, to be honest.
Okay, cool. Ellis, this is a question you can give a definitive answer on.
Oh.
Okay?
I'll find a way to sit on the fence.
I'm genuinely, if you don't give a definitive answer on it, I will mute you, okay? C'est la vie asks, who will get the number 10 shirt this season?
Mesut Ozil, obviously.
Shut up. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it, okay?
Well, you'd probably miss the mute button anyway if you tried to mute me.
You're not wrong today, pal. You're not wrong. Paul Alvis asked a question. Formation for next season. I want you to answer that. Formation for next season.
Oh, Jesus. Traditionally, he plays 4-2-3-1, Emery, or that's what he's preferred to play. Depends on what signings we make and what players come in and go out, I guess.
Interesting. Don't join their list.
I will say 4-2-3-1, but it's not what I'd want to play. Okay.
Okay, what would you want to play?
I just want to play two up front. I couldn't give a toss about the rest. Just put Aubameyang and Lacazette up front. Let the rest sort out. If we sign Torreira, just put him in a diamond. Let Xhaka, Ramsey and Ozil work out the rest. Fullbacks bombing on, fine. Loads of goals.
Okay, yeah. But the first answer is what it's going to be. The second one's what we wish it was going to be, but it's not going to happen. Dave, Peter Colson asks, who are the untouchable five apart from Bellerin?
Apart from Bellerin. So you want another four? So that's
I want another. Yeah, another four, please.
Got to be Ozil. Got to be Mkhitaryan. For me, I agree with Jace. It's got to be Aubameyang and Lacazette.
I got to be honest. One of those is getting dropped. There's only one untouchable in our side, and he's a Welshman. We all know this.
If he's still in our side.
I hope he's still with us.
he'll be there, don't worry. Steve, Frank Gunner asks, what's your thoughts on Xhaka signing a new deal?
I think it's a refreshing thing. I think what it shows is the club are getting in early and getting people to commit to extensions and signing new deals. It means that they're managing the transfers, so we don't get down to this business where loads of people have got 1 year left. But I think he's been our most improved player this season. And I think, you know, as we were saying earlier, no one knows what system we're going to play. But what we do know is individual coaching and coaching of a lot more intensity, explaining mistakes, use of video, etc. is going to be deployed. And I think he'll benefit massively from that. And I think once you see him playing with a partner like Torreira and he's able to do what he does, what he wants to do, I think you'll see a very different player. And I think it's a great deal for him and a great deal for the club.
Let's hope so, pal. Right, Mayank Nagendran asks, how involved will El Nene be this season? I'm going to answer that. He's going to be a squad player. Hopefully he'll improve and hopefully we'll see him flourish again. Last question of the day, UK, and I'm going to give this to Dave. Who's your club captain next season, Dave? Who's your club captain?
That rather depends on who's here, Jace. Because I would probably answer your favourite player if he's still here, almost certainly. But if he goes, of what's left, Nacho Monreal, second choice.
Dave, you are correct. You are correct.
Alex, that's how you do it.
I was going to say, you sound like you were going to sit on the fence, and I was like, I bet you don't call Dave up on it.
Oh, trust me, Dave gets called up. Everybody gets called up, you know. Right, some shout outs. Arsenic Gunner in case, Ballin, Drunkard Phil, Rudy Rastlos, Bradley Tucker, Archie, AFC Coyote, Frank Gunner, Gunnar Rett. Stefan Selby, the one and only Stefan Selby, Stephen Edwards, Pete Colson, Drew That Gunner. Can I get anybody else in? You've been mentioned. And 235100, Paul Alvis, Steve Gunner Dawkins. Thank you. I say thank you, but I've only got 47 likes. Come on, twitch that finger. Let's get the thumbs up going. That's it for tonight, guys. I just want to thank the panel. There's Steve. There's John. There's Dave. There's Ellis. There's Josh. I've been your host, okay? This is ABW Live, the transfer specials. The next signing we make, we will be back live as quickly as possible. Danny's organising the World Cup shows as we go along. They will be brought to you. Details will be given out on YouTube. If you can subscribe to us, we would really appreciate it. If you subscribe and just click on the bell icon, you will be notified of when we go live. So that's it, guys. Subscribe, click on the bell icon. Thank you very much. It's exciting times at the Arsenal. Let's hope it continues. Take care. Good night.